Hey, have you dialed in yet with your pledge of financial support to Illinois Public Media? It is public radio for the farming world, and you're part of that world. I hope you have. If you have not, we have some really good reasons to encourage you to support our ag services here. A group of loyal ag friends, you know all of them, have gone together to create a great big ag fund drive for the fall. If we can hear from at least 100 of you this week that mention WILL Ag, we can add $5,250 to our pledge total. That's no small amount, but we need to hear from about 60 more of you, so you need to get on the phone and start calling in at 217-244-9455. Here's the deal. I know that you're looking probably at a third of your income to live off of in the coming year, maybe next year too. I understand that. Just call in. I don't care what you pledge at, 217-244-9455, because $5,250 means a lot to everybody, including the radio station here. And we'd like to thank our friends at AgriGold, Bates Commodities, and Murray Weiss & Associates for helping out, along with the folks at Stuart Peterson, Strategic Farm Marketing, and the Andersons. One other group that helped out was CGB Enterprises down in Mandeville, Louisiana. And on the phone line this Thursday afternoon from there, as always, is Dan Zwicker. He's at that office and joins us. Dan, thanks to your company for helping to support us. We do appreciate that.
Well, actually, that's my money. And I told Dave this morning that all the listeners that feel that my comments have value, I wanted them to match that today. So I want that cash register to start ringing. So they need to pull over at the end of the field and just get on their smartphone and do some pushing, you know.
Yeah, they can do that. That's pretty easy. WillAg.org, and then hit that contribute now button up at the top of the page. We'll go with what you've done over the years and what you've been doing with the cycles in this last 3 or 4 months, because you've managed to peg this one more time. Starting in August, you started to turn, and sure enough, things have really begun to turn a little bit, especially in soybeans. Why did we get the 30-cent rally today?
Well, export demand is what triggered that. We sold nearly 80 million bushels of soybeans last week, so we've got the overall marketing year total sitting at 1.2 billion, or 71% of USDA's goal of 1.7 billion. So that is what really put the fire under the soybeans. And I think we had an awful lot of shorts around, because this is a big harvest week for soybeans, and I think they were all anticipating for some good hedge pressure to come in and knock these soybeans down. And I'm writing my Facebook comments here while I was waiting on you. And my first sentence here is, OMG, the grain market closed higher, and the overall fundamental picture of record crops and building ending stocks scenario didn't change.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, see? Everybody was saying, oh, I can't understand why the market's going up. Fundamentals ain't changed.
Well, the thing is, I wonder, do you suppose the fundamentals haven't changed?
They're changing all the time. They're all short and was bound determined for this thing to go lower. And November beans here are 41 cents up for the week, and within three quarters of a cent of being 90 cents off their contract low that was posted October 1st. And you've got corn futures are up 12 cents for the week, and they're up basically 42 cents off their October 1st low. And that would tell me that the trend's higher.
Well, you can hope. Here's the thing, Dan. Is it going to stay higher? Do you suppose we can manage?
My cycles say we're going to grind this thing into 15. Now, there's going to be some ups and downs in it. Remember, there's downtrends inside uptrends, you know, major uptrends. But I think we're pulling out of a 30-week cycle low in soybeans and a 40 to 45-week cycle in corn. And I think, depending upon how things go, we're going to have to get through the winter. But I think we could almost, somewhere in here, these lows are going to turn into 39-month cycle lows in soybeans and 5.5-year cycle lows in corn. So I guess I've got to be positive as we go on into 2015.
I don't know whether you can convince many farmers to believe you on this one, Dan.
Well, the last time, well, I remember back in 1988.
You were going to
and
last
you were
time.
For me. Right. You were working for me.
Yeah, I was.
No, not 1988, but I remember
in 87,
back in 1987 when you were working for me, and I was out in Nebraska, and I was telling corn. I was telling people in 1988 that December corn futures were going to rally to $2.40, and I think corn was probably $1.50 at that time. And I remember people calling up and canceling their subscriptions because they couldn't read that. They just thought I was totally off the wall, and they just wasn't going to be able to read that bullish information. So what happened in 1988? We had a short crop, and corn went to 375, so I missed it by $1.25. Who knows what the future brings? All the bears want to talk about, this year's record crop. We're going to have a record crop in South America. That's already in the bag, they say. And we're going to have another big crop next year, and we're going to pound these soybeans back down to $6, and we're going to pound this corn down to $3. Well, there's a lot of ifs in that scenario. And the function of the market here is to be at a price level here to discourage production and increase demand. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the bears last year were talking about a 2 billion bushel carry out in corn, and we ended up with a 1.2. And the fact that USDA now is defending their acreage estimates tells me that they're probably really off, and they just don't want to admit it. And I guess we'll see what happens on overall production and what the grain stocks numbers come at us in January. So, like I said, I don't believe anything that comes out of Washington anymore. Whether it's the CDC or whether it's the Labor Department, you know, inflation at 1.5%, well, it ain't at 1.5% on the stuff that I buy. So we'll see what the final numbers are. And maybe the market is telling us that the crop may not be as big as what everybody says.
Right. Well, I've been reading text as they come in to me here.
Oh, I'm sure they're just fire. I'm getting,
No. I think you will find
it. I tell you what, my hate tweets, when I talk bullish, the hate tweets go up is so bad. I mean, well, I can imagine what these big name people get that are superstars. I bet you their phone just jams up with hate tweets.
Yeah, actually, you will like this one. So this one is a farmer in Central Illinois, obviously in the midst, in the very middle of the state, that is, and obviously in soybeans today, and worried because the beans that he's in are suffering, I don't know how bad exactly, but from sudden death. And the SDS has done a pretty good number on them. Now, given that when you started out at 68 or 70 or 72, you can lose 10 bushels and still have pretty good beans. So I suppose.
Sure.
That still cuts into the production number in total. So I suppose we have a way to go, ways to go. And last week on Friday, Dan, when we talked to Ben Pruce at the Anderson's Everly, Iowa facility up near Spencer, he said they were having a normal year, and said the guys were coming in at their APH. Now that sounded like they were off to me when they were at their APHs, but that's just me. So it'll be interesting to see how things unfold here over the next month or so, for sure.
Oh, I do think so too. And I think, you know, the market price action tells you that they've already priced in the biggest crop that you can probably put in it. I mean, now if people's going to tell me that the seasonal lows are not in, well, I got a piece of land down in Texas that raises 200 bushel corn every year. I'll sell them for a bargain price of $5,000 an acre.
All right. Any final word from you?
The only thing I do want, I know WLL Ag Programming struggles with finances. It takes a lot of money to operate that program, and I know it's a big benefit to farmers in the radio listening audience as well as the internet. I don't know where they're all coming in at, but I'll probably bet you got people coming in from at least 25 different states, probably on and off.
Yeah.
And I really want to encourage the people that are listening to me to definitely donate to WLL Ag Programming so we can keep this program going.
Thank you so much, Dan. We appreciate all the work you do.